Stricter emissions curbs nationwide. Maptaphut levels remain excessive. Rayong. The industry ministry is imposing stricter measures to curb emissions of three hazardous substances in industrial areas nationwide. The move comes after economic ministers ordered the Board of Investment to review the granting of privileges to new factories that emit benzene, dichloroethane, and butadiene without effective technology to curb the emissions. Industry Minister Chaiwuti Banawat said a BOI subcommittee will review the regulations within the next 2 or 3 months. Air pollution, particularly volatile organic compounds, or VOCs, remain excessive in the Maptaphut area, the country's largest industrial zone. Budipongse Punakanta, an advisor to the industry minister, said 36 Maptaphut factories emit VOCs, from raw materials to end products. We are starting to narrow down the causes and will move forward with regulations forcing them to curb their emissions, he said, adding that next week the ministry will meet with the companies involved. This will make people confident that we're getting serious about harmful indicators. The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, or EPA, will come to Thailand next month to help set up a model calculating the carrying capacity of Maptaphut. The Industrial Works Department will also next week submit a draft regulation to the Industry Minister on the control of VOCs from factories nationwide. The compounds may be leaking from valves, and standards stipulating what constitutes a significant leakage is needed, said Decha Pimpisut, director of the Industrial Water and Environmental Technology Bureau's Air Pollution Division. The draft, which complies with U.S. EPA regulations, will include measures such as figures that suggest leakage, a time frame for fixing the damage caused, and penalties such as suspension if factories fail to comply with the law, he said. Anut Chatikavanit, director of Glow Hemorat Energy Company, or GECO, G-H-E-C-O, said its 660-megawatt GECO 1 power plant would begin commercial operations in the fourth quarter. Growth at Maptaphut will become increasingly harder. Apart from our GECO 1 project, our main business here is small power producer plants, and we must consider both the demand and whether industries will be able to expand here in the future, he said. The expansion of ethylene oxide and ethylene glycol by TOC Glycol, a subsidiary of PTT Chemicals, PLC, or PTTCH, is also suspended despite construction being completed. Virasak Kosit Paisan, PTTCH's president and chief executive, said the 1.5 billion baht project with annual production capacity of 100,000 tons will generate 2.4 billion baht in revenue per year. The two projects were suspended by a court order last year after being included on a list of 11 harmful activities.